The leader of a militia group from the southern oil-rich region of Nigeria says talks between government officials and rebels continued in Abuja late into the evening on Thursday. The rebel group, which is demanding autonomy as well as revenues from oil sales, agreed to a temporary ceasefire Wednesday to allow the talks to take place. The Abuja meeting is a last-minute attempt to avert an attack by the rebel leader Alhaji Mujahid Dekubo Asari and his militia, known as the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force. The rebel leader has threatened to launch an attack against foreign oil workers and facilities on October 1st. Nigeria is Africa's largest oil-producing nation. Although the vast majority of the country's oil comes from the Niger Delta region, it is one of the poorest areas of the country. Mr. Dekubo Asari says he wants money from oil revenues and greater autonomy for the people in the impoverished region.
We want to control our resources and to discuss this issue. The Sovereign National Conference should be convoked to discuss and address this issue once and for all.
The Nigerian government has been cracking down on militia members who have been tapping into oil pipelines to siphon crude to sell on the black market in order to purchase weapons and ammunition. Both the government and the militia have agreed to a temporary ceasefire in order to conduct the talks. Mr. Dekubo Asari denies reports that the ceasefire has been violated.
Since yesterday, there has not been any incident. The Nigerian military has, the president has ordered the Nigerian military to cut their words, and which we have kept our own word, that there will be no strike.
Last year, an uprising by members of the local Ijaw tribe caused the oil companies to temporarily suspend operations. Fears of a similar uprising this year have helped spur the rise in worldwide oil prices, which reached just over $50 a barrel earlier this week. Carrie Giardino for VOA News in Abidjan.